Chapter 36. Denied very frequently to young women in her position, nowadays not a few, those in whom parental discovery of the value of education has implanted tastes which parental circles fail to gratify. But what an attenuation was this cold pride of the dream of her youth, in which she had pictured herself walking in state towards the altar, flushed by the purple light and bloom of her own passion, without a single misgiving as to the sealing of the bond, and fervently receiving as her due the homage of a thousand hearts, the fond, deep love of one. Everything had been clear then, in imagination. Now something was undefined. She had little carking anxieties. A curious faithfulness seemed to rule her, and she experienced a mournful want of someone to confide in. The day loomed so big, and nigh that her prophetic ear could, in fancy, catch the noise of it, hear the murmur of the villagers as she came out of church, imagine the jangle of the three thin-toned hintock bells. The dialogue seemed to grow louder, and the ding-ding-dong of those three crazed bells more persistent. She awoke. The morning had come. 5 hours later she was the wife of Fitzpiers. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.